Hey everyone, it's your girl Brooklyn Weston here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? Sometimes it feels like we're just trying to keep our heads above water. But what if I told you that building resilience, that inner strength to bounce back from anything, isn't about being superhuman, but about mastering your emotional landscape? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Emotional regulation techniques to build unshakable resilience. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is another positive vibes only pep talk, hear me out. This isn't about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything's sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and learning to navigate them so they don't control you. Think of it like this. Emotions are like waves, they come and go, but you get to decide whether you let them toss you around or gracefully ride the crest. So, what can we actually do to master these emotional waves? Here are 5 key takeaways that have seriously changed my game. First up, awareness is your superpower. Before you can regulate anything, you gotta know what's going on. Start paying attention to your body, those physical sensations of tightness in your chest, a racing heart, or clenched fists. These are your emotional cues. What triggers these responses? Journaling, mindfulness exercises, even just taking a few deep breaths and checking in with yourself can be game changers. Next, reframe your thinking. Ever notice how our thoughts often spiral into negativity? We catastrophize, jump to conclusions, or dwell on the past. It's like having a negative inner critic constantly whispering doubts in our ears. But guess what? You have the power to rewire those thought patterns. Challenge those negative thoughts, ask yourself if there's another way to look at the situation, focus on the positive aspects, and practice gratitude for what you do have. Third, find your emotional toolbox. We all have different coping mechanisms that help us deal with stress and difficult emotions. Maybe it's hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or talking things out with a trusted friend. Identify what works best for you and make those self-care rituals a non-negotiable part of your routine. Fourth, practice acceptance. This one can be tricky, but trust me, it's essential. Life isn't always going to be smooth sailing, and that's okay. Learn to accept the things you can't control and focus your energy on what you can influence. Remember, trying to fight against reality only adds more stress. And lastly, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you would offer a dear friend going through a difficult time. Forgive your mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. You're doing great. Think about that last time you felt overwhelmed. Maybe it was a stressful deadline at work, a conflict with a loved one, or just the general chaos of everyday life. Now imagine approaching that situation with a calm, collected mindset, knowing your emotions, managing them effectively, and responding with grace instead of reacting impulsively. That's the power of emotional regulation. Let's say you're stuck in traffic, which, trust me, happens to the best of us. Instead of letting road rage take over, try a few deep breaths, listen to your favorite playlist, or even use that time for some mindful meditation. You can still arrive at your destination frustrated, but now you have the power to choose how intense that frustration feels and how it impacts your actions. So, remember these key takeaways. Awareness is your superpower. Reframe your thinking, build your emotional toolbox, practice acceptance, and cultivate self-compassion. These techniques are like building blocks for resilience. They help you weather any storm life throws your way. Alright, listeners, I challenge you to put one of these techniques into action today. Choose the one that resonates most with you and commit to practicing it consistently. Share your experiences in the comments below. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who are mastering their emotional landscape. And don't forget to subscribe for more daily doses of Stoic Power, because remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.